Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Many couples today don't think that getting married is the best choice for them. They believe that living together is a better, safer, less painful alternative. The number of cohabitating couples is exploding, and they're wrong. This is another lie from our enemy, the devil, who's constantly trying to trick you out of receiving God's treats for your life. Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We're winding up a series centering in on the lies of the devil during this Halloween season. We've talked about two of the devil's favorite lies. The first is to lead us to believe that he doesn't exist, and the second is that God does not love us and is keeping us from the best life possible. So if you've missed those two broadcasts, go out to pebblesoftruth.com and listen. Well, Bruce, how and why is this idea of cohabitation a lie from the devil?
Well, that's a great question, Jeff. It's a lie because it ignores the God-given basis for marriage, and that's unbreakable commitment. Cohabitation is all about convenience, not commitment, and it's based on selfishness, not selflessness.
Ah, that's catchy. Can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Sure. Cohabitation tricks couples into thinking that they're having an intimate, marriage-like relationship, but no strings attached, and they're not ready or willing to pay the price of that unconditional commitment needed to build the type of marital relationship that God's intended for us to enjoy. And you know, Jeff, as a couple, they can't be totally committed to each other when they're only half in. And many of these couples are afraid of long-term relationships for a variety of reasons.
What are some of those reasons that they have?
Well, I think the first one is probably that they are wounded children from their parents' failed marriages. You know, they're afraid that the pain they felt of their parents' divorce and the devastation they've experienced will be passed on to their children, and they're trying to shield them from that. And, you know, what they're hoping to do is save their children from some pain.
So they're assuming that breaking up as a cohabitating couple is less painful than a divorce.
That's a profound insight, Jeff. And there's the devil's lie again. He's shouting, God's way is not the best way. Cohabitation is commitment-free. It's pain-free. But the truth is, when it comes to cohabitation, the data says it isn't so. Cohabitating couples disrupt, that would be the equivalent of a divorce, at a higher rate than couples who are legally married.
Wow.
And the pain is the same, if not worse, because the partners have no legal rights.
Wow. And, you know, I was thinking, what about the children?
Well, that's a good insight. Women and children are especially vulnerable because they're the biggest losers. They have few, if any, legal rights because there's been no legal marriage performed. And the data reveals that kids born into cohabitating homes are at a greater risk of all kinds of abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, and physical abuse than kids who are not. So the pain that these couples are hoping not to pass on to their children in these cohabitating relationships, in reality, is probably going to be more severe than what they experienced in their homes. And again, that's because the devil is a murderer and a liar seeking to destroy.
Wow. What's another reason couples would actually cohabitate to begin with?
Well, I think it's because they're not sure that the person that they're currently feeling that they are in love with is the right person. You know, they say to themselves, well, let's take a test drive and see if we're compatible. So they play house and see how it goes. And they want all the privileges of marriage without any of the commitments of marriage. And again, that's not how God designed it, how God planned for it. And, you know, these kids are scared to death of a legal contract, that commitment that we call marriage. You know, so it's an arrangement based on self-preservation, not self-sacrifice, and that's a recipe for disaster in any relationship, Jeff. Even for couples who decide to become legally married, there's no place for selfishness in any relationship.
That's true.
And God's word says that each partner should leave all others and cleave for life together to become husband-wife, one flesh. And they are to do nothing out of selfish ambition, Paul says in Philippians 2. And they should be willing to treat each other as more important than themselves.
Wow. Thank you, Bruce. And, you know, if you have any questions about cohabitation, please feel free to contact us through our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Thanks for listening, and until next week,
let's keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.